The SaaSpocalypse is real. How AI is rewriting the SaaS value equation. AI isn't killing SaaS overnight, but the free ride is over, and CIOs who bought their way out of every problem are starting to pay the bill. A new word entered the enterprise technology lexicon in early 2026, SaaSpocalypse. Coined by analysts at Jefferies to describe the brutal repricing of application software stocks, the term captured something real. Between late January and early February, nearly $300 billion in software market value evaporated across a handful of trading sessions. Major names like Atlassian fell 35% in a single week. The iShares Tech Software ETF dropped roughly 30% from its prior high. The proximate cause was a wave of AI agent announcements that raised a simple but uncomfortable question. If AI can execute the workflows SaaS was built to support, what happens to the SaaS business model? For public markets, the answer was swift and brutal. For CIOs, the more important question is what to do about it now. The bill has come due. The honest truth is that the market correction caught up with a problem that had been building for years. Enterprises have spent a decade buying SaaS as a solution to complexity, only to create new layers of it. Today, the average large enterprise runs dozens of core SaaS applications and hundreds more scattered across business units, often with overlapping functions, disconnected data, and no single owner accountable for the whole. Research suggests that a fragmented tech stack of this kind can drive total cost of ownership up by more than 36% compared to consolidated platforms. Most of that cost is invisible: integration overhead, duplicate licenses, internal headcount spent stitching systems together, and shadow IT running beneath the surface. SaaS sprawl is what happens when the stack grows faster than the organization's ability to manage risk, cost, and architectural coherence. One CIO at a major commercial real estate firm described managing a tangle of 75 core SaaS applications and another 135 spread across business units, with engineers constantly writing integration code just to keep data flowing. That is not a technology strategy. That is technical debt in motion. What AI actually changed? The SaaSpocalypse narrative is partly real and partly overreach. The structural forces driving it are genuine. The timelines are often exaggerated. Three shifts are worth taking seriously. First, AI agents are beginning to replace workflows, not just automate tasks within them. When Klarna replaced Salesforce's flagship CRM with an internally built AI system in late 2024, it was the first high-profile signal that the build versus buy equation had changed. More companies are now asking the same question. Second, the per-seat pricing model is under pressure. AI agents don't consume seats the way employees do. As one agent can cover the work of several users, seat-based licensing becomes an awkward fit for how enterprises will actually deploy software going forward. Third, AI is enabling workflow redesign from the ground up, not just incremental optimization. Horizontal, one-size-fits-all platforms that standardize processes across industries are increasingly challenged by tools purpose-built for specific verticals with deep domain logic. Vertical SaaS is growing roughly 2 to 3 times faster than horizontal SaaS as a result. What is not changing? Foundational enterprise software will still be needed. ERP, ITSM, identity, security, and data infrastructure don't evaporate. What is changing is the degree to which CIOs will tolerate paying for redundancy, accepting opaque pricing, and owning sprawl they did not plan for. What CIOs are actually doing about it? The response across enterprise IT is remarkably consistent. Survey data from mid-2025 showed 68% of CIOs planning vendor consolidation initiatives, and the average number of SaaS tools at mid-sized companies dropped 18% over the prior 2 years. That trend is accelerating. The practical playbook looks like this: inventory everything, including shadow SaaS not procured through IT SSO logs, expense data, and API connections, reveal the full picture. Identify functional overlap. Where two or more tools cover the same primary capability, one of them is a candidate for elimination. Quantify integration cost honestly, including middleware, internal engineering time, and operational complexity. Consolidate at renewal. Contract timing is leverage. Companies that rationalize before renewals hit use that leverage well. Hold AI vendors to the same standard. Agent sprawl, the proliferation of autonomous AI tools without centralized governance, is becoming its own version of the same problem. The goal is not the fewest possible vendors. It is the right vendors with contracts that reflect actual usage, clear ROI, and room to renegotiate as the market continues to shift. The pricing conversation is changing. Perhaps the most consequential shift for CIOs is the move from input-based to output-based pricing. For most of the SaaS era, vendors charged per seat, per user, or per module. That model served vendors well. It scales with headcount, not with value delivered. AI-native companies are already pushing outcome-based pricing, charging for results rather than access. If that model takes hold broadly, it will reshape contract negotiations across the stack. CIOs who understand this shift can use it as leverage now, even with vendors still on legacy pricing, by demanding clearer ROI benchmarks and tying renewals to demonstrable outcomes rather than feature counts. The question buyers should be asking is not which tool has the most features, it's which tool proves measurable ROI versus real alternatives. What this means for your organization. The SaaSpocalypse is not an IT problem, it is a strategic one. The enterprises that manage this transition well will emerge with leaner, better integrated stacks, stronger vendor relationships, and significantly lower total cost of ownership. The ones that don't will spend the next several years paying integration tax on decisions made under pressure. The starting point is visibility. Most organizations do not have a complete, accurate picture of what they are running, what it costs in full, and what it is actually delivering. That inventory is the foundation of everything else. From there, consolidation decisions can be made deliberately rather than reactively. Not every tool needs to go. The test is whether it delivers measurable value that could not be achieved more efficiently elsewhere. If it cannot clear that bar, it is a candidate for elimination. Vendor negotiations are also different in this environment. Vendors facing pricing pressure and growth deceleration are more willing to negotiate than they were 2 or 3 years ago. Organizations that go into renewals with clear usage data and credible alternatives have more leverage than they realize. How Cloud Latitude fits in the new equation. Cloud Latitude works with organizations across the mid-market and Fortune 500 to rationalize vendor portfolios, renegotiate SaaS contracts, and build infrastructure strategies that hold up under scrutiny. Our clients typically save around 30% on existing spend at zero cost.